Hi guys, welcome back to Hitman. It's been a long time. This is an IPL special segment for Kolkata Knight Riders, Takor Bo, Lor Bo, Jeet Bo. And I have with me Ahmed Bilal, who will be answering a few questions from me as a KKR fan. Welcome, man.
Welcome. Oh, thank you, Evan. Sorry.
Glad to have you here. We would like to hear from you, Bilal. What makes you think KKR will win the IPL this year?
What makes me think is, I mean, they have the most balanced side. They have maintained the core as well, just like last year. We reached the semi-final last year. Unfortunately, hum nahi cross kar paye the hurdle. But this time, I guess, with more addition to the squad, we have more balanced squad. Although, unfortunately, to lost Shivam Mavi and Nagar Koti, but we have found out a able replacement amongst Sandeep Warrior and that and Karyappa. I mean, we have played, if you want to play two spinners in drop Narayan, we can play Kuldeep and Karyappa, if not Chawla. So I think we have balanced squad, good amount of Indian strength, and we have among the best overseas. I mean, if you look at other top three as seed, like Chris Lynn, Andre Russell, and Sunil Narayan, they have been our core, or they know every little thing of KKR, the culture and everything. So I guess we are balanced squad to win it, and hopefully we will this year. If not last year, this year is ours.
Okay. So... Bilal, who was the best auction pick for KKR this year, according to you?
Best auction pick for me was Joe Tenley, but then I just recently was Syed Mushtaq and I saw Nayak smashing all around 5-6s and we got him for like 20 lakhs. I mean, it was the cheapest bid. It was a steal, obviously, and I believe he will turn out to be a surprise factor because I've seen him back. He's a big power hitter and a wicketkeeper. If only DK don't play any other match because since there will be so much of our get injured. We have such a good replacement for him. And he's a good, and more importantly, an Indian player who can easily go fit in among the, we don't have to search for the overseas spots. So I think Nayak and Joe Denley are my best pick this year option.
Okay. So name two players to watch out for this year, the season of the IPL.
I mean, you talk about KKR, the two players to watch out always, Russell and Narayan. They are our strength, they are our heart. And they will also, will be the one who will take out. Plus, the surprise factor, what I will feel is, will be the Rinku Singh. He has been not been given enough chances last season. And he has been performing well in Ranji and all other domestic tournaments. He's the man in form. And I really admire him for that. And I believe if he gets enough chances in the middle order, he will be the surprise factor for most of the people who aren't aware of his talent or of his batting abilities.
Yeah, we know your admiration for Rinku Singh from Twitter. So, do you think...
As a joke, but yeah. I said it started as a joke, but then I actually started loving him much.
True. So, do you think Dinesh Karthik is the right man to captain Kolkata?
Dinesh Karthik is the right man. I mean, if you look at us, we don't have any much that big Indian starters. It's Kuldeep and DK is our biggest Indian star. The next is Shubham Gill and he's very young.
Robin Uthappa?
Robin Uthappa, I mean, is a great player, but then I don't know Robin Uthappa will play 14 matches or not. DK will play for all the 14. Because since we have now more competition in the top order with Gill and Nitish Rana and Rinku Singh and then this Nayak. So DK will probably play and then you will play overseas too. Now with Carlos Bradford in, you may fit him in as because we have spent so much on him. So obviously he will play more matches.
Okay.
So with that, I guess Robin Uthappa and also Robin Uthappa might be senior, but not that he hasn't played much for India as DK and might not be a captain Karnataka also, I guess. But DK has been captaining sides and has been good last year. So I guess it's a right choice this year as well.
Okay. So do KKR fans like miss Gautam Gambhir because you guys have won two titles under him?
Obviously, Gambhir was. Matlab, was the one who changed our fortune. I mean, I started loving KKR since season 1, but then we were nothing. We used to game like 7th, 8th. We were like RCB. A good fan following, good everything, but not in the results. So when Gambhir came in, he's made our team strong. He gelled up well. He did captaincy well and everything was well. SRK was happy with him. Fans were happy with him. We won two trophies under him. So obviously, we respect him. But then I guess everyone's time's come and he decided to leave and then and now he's retired, so obviously we have players who can replace him. But when you can say that we don't miss him, it's wrong. We really miss him. He was our best captain and will always be the first captain who made us win the IPL trophy.
No doubt about that. So, Bilal, tell me, Sunil Narayan and Chris Lynn to open the batting lineup for KKR. Do you think KKR has the best batting lineup this season? Opening, when you speak about the opening pair.
Yes, if they clicked. I mean, Sunil Narayan is a hit and click player. I mean, if he clicks, he is the most destructive with Chris Lynn. I mean, the most two most destructive opening pair. And if he doesn't, he may get out one or two, but then he's not a main player. So it's like a bonus for us if he can score run for us. And I mean, if both are on song, they are the most destructive batting pair, unless with Warner, returns of Warner, but with no Dhawan, I don't know who will SRH go with Warner. So I guess with looking at other teams, and I mean, we have that both the players who are most destructive in, as compared to other teams. I mean, I have seen though Gail bat in form, you can never know with Punjab, but still, I believe that Chris Lynn and Sunil Narayan is the best player to score as much run as in power play.
Okay, so. Bilal, if you see the KKR bowling lineup, they have good options in the bowling lineup. They have Harry Gurney, they have Lockie Ferguson, they have Andre Russell as well. But when you look at the Indian players, the local players, you know, do you think they are lacking a bit of experience in the Pacers department?
Yes, and with the loss of Nagarkoti and Shivam Avi, it has become more or matlab think tank or problematic thing. But then I guess if we and we have seen the last season, we have brought in Sandeep Warrior. And we have the best, if you look at the spin department, we have the best spin department in all other teams if you combine. Like, we can play Kuldeep, we can play Chawla, we can play Narayan. And then we have one overseas spot which we can play, like even Lockie Ferguson, the man with the speed. But as I said, it's unfortunate to miss out Shivam Avi. I really was looking forward to him. He has been amazing in the domestic circuit with the UP squad. I went to watch his matches in the Ranji Trophy in the Kanpur only, and he was amazing out there. So I was really looking forward to him, and it really saddened me as a fan to miss out such a great player. But I guess we can bounce back. We have good squad enough. Like I said, Krishna is there. He was terrific for us last season, and I hope he will carry forward that form this year as well. And with Sandeep Warrior joining him, I guess we might lack that strength of Indian bowling attack. But with the support of the spinners and the overs and Andre Russell and others all around us for us, I guess they will do well this season as well.
Okay, that's nice to know. So, Bilal, tell me, what would be your playing 11 for KKR? The starting 11, the first player, that team that, you know, goes onto the field for the first game.
Starting 11, I'll open it with Chris Lynn and Sunil Narayan. Then after 1 wicket, as you know, Shubman Gill. And then at number 4, I want DK to be there since he needs time to get going. And at number 5, I want Rinku Singh to be there. And then 6, we have Nitish Rana.
Okay.
And then 7, we have Andre Russell coming up for us. That will be our third overseas spot. Lynn and Narayan will open for us.
Yeah.
Then Andre Russell, and then we have 4 bowlers for us will be Kuldeep and so Prasidh Krishna. Oh, and Lockie Ferguson will be should be our fourth overseas squad will be there, plus Piyush Chawla. So we will have three
spinners spin,
and plus 2 8 over of pace. Since we started these only, like last year also we played Kuldeep, Chawla, Narayan for most number of matches. So I don't want that to disturb, since we believe our spin is our main strength in the bowling, not the fast one, not the pace attack. But with Ferguson, I guess we have good pace among them. Just the 4 over when Krishna, I can handle it well enough.
Also, the fact that Eden Gardens is a turning track mostly.
Yes, that's why I guess we are going with. That's why, I mean, we bought a spinner to replace a pacer. I mean, we got carry up in place of Shivam Avi instead of having 3 spinners in the squad. So I guess the management must be thinking to play 3 spinners mostly in every most of the matches. That's why they brought in carry up and not any other pacer.
Okay. So, Bilal, there's a last question for you. Your 4 teams in the playoffs, you think will make for the playoffs this season?
The 4 teams this season that will make CSK, KKR. I want RCB to be there, since after KKR, the second favorite team is RCB for me. So, KKR, CSK, RCB, and Mumbai Indians.
Okay. So, that pretty much sums up the KKR segment for this year's IPL. Thank you so much, Bilal, for being part of the discussion.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for inviting me. It was a pleasure being here to share about KKR. I mean, I would love to say it again and again. Kor bo, lor bo, jeet bo.
Sure, man.
So, no, thanks.
Thanks. Welcome, man. So that's it for the Kolkata segment. Stay tuned because there's a lot more to come. This is Sameer Alana signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.